Derek Rothy's with me. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are things at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks?
Oh, they're doing really well. You know, yeah. We had a really good summer. You know, the lake is always a good day to be out outside, and you know, any one of these warm days, you always got a place to go jump in.
That's for sure. Yeah, I tell you what. So, first of all, the summer season's over, so what does that mean to you guys?
We can breathe. That's a really good start for that. Our reservation season does end on Sunday, and so we go to first come, first serve for all of our sites around the lake, making it a little bit nicer for folks here that still want to squeeze in one more camping trip or get a week on trip just to hang out on the lake. This is that time of year to do it. It's also nice for us. We can get some projects done and help kind of revitalize our park here.
So the docks took a bit of a hit this year with the low waters.
Ours, actually, with the water being low, we have most of our docks that we can move up and down as the water goes down naturally at the end of the year anyways. So we can just adjust ours as the lake does.
Oh, so you didn't have any real damage to deal with, huh?
No. What our big worry is any waves that get over about 3 feet, we end up pulling our docks out. So this time of year, when we get those storms coming in, we really kind of look at that forecast a day ahead of time to try to make sure we can pull those docks up out of the water for those for those storms and get them back in as soon as we can for the fishermen.
Well, one thing for sure, you don't have to push them out far this year.
No,
they're already out there.
Yeah, exactly. It helps us kind of cut down some time.
What about reservations now that we're out of the big summer crush?
Oh, it was a busy year. But now that Sunday being that last time, that first come, first serve is really helpful for a lot of folks traveling still through the area. And then also, especially for us that live here, like it's a great time to get out and enjoy these 70 degree weekends still and get out and enjoy.
Well, usually when Amy's here, we take a little tour around the lake. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. Let's start with your home base right there at Wayfarers.
Oh, Wayfarers, you know, it is one of the busiest parks on the lake. It's that time of year where we're gearing up for fall MAC days. So that's one of our check stations at the end of the day. If you're a fisherman, that's a place you can go and check your fish. Mm-hmm. We're also hosting a fall fest in middle of October on Saturday, October 14th, for families and everyone to come and enjoy the change of seasons. We'll have food and games and activities for everybody.
All right. Out down in Yellow Bay.
It is one of the busiest launch spots for our fishermen because it is so deep. And we move that dock, like we said, kind of in and out. And so, you know, we still have amenities open, camping is still open, but then, you know, that is a busy one. So we just ask people to kind of be cautious as they're parking their boat trailers down there.
A lot of tent locations there too.
Yeah, we still got the 5 tent only spots. So if they're looking to get out and enjoy a quiet park, that's a heck of a sunset right there.
Okay, let's move down to Finley Point.
Finley Point, you know, we've got 2 cabins, and so we actually have reservations there until the middle of October. So if you want to get out and enjoy on a colder weekend, still get out on the lake, that's a great opportunity to do it. A little bit off the highway, so you're not going to have any of the highway noise. And again, it's kind of tough to keep repeating yourself, but sunsets at Finley Point can't be beat.
All right, we go around the lake now to Big Arm.
Another one of those check stations for the fall MAC days, Big Arm. Starts to really taper off. I mean, with a lot of sites on the lake, it does see a lot of that. But one of the things that doesn't get utilized as much, and I think it should, is we've got a really great trail system there, and we just are about to open up our public archery range for the public to come shoot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's ready to go, huh?
Yeah, it should be ready to go either today or next Tuesday. It should be open.
All right, that's exciting stuff. And one of the things we do have to face as we go into the fall and winter season is the amenities start shutting down.
Yeah, you know, October 1st, we do shut off all the water at all of our parks just to kind of keep our pipes from bursting. And so the shower houses will be closed, water will be turned off, but we do keep the electricity on at our electric sites all the way till November 1st.
So bring your own water.
Yeah, bring your water and, you know, be prepared for less amenities, less staff. We do have the self-pay stations for people camping that are at the park.
And take your shower before you go.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, it's a really cold lake at that time of year.
Yeah, it sure is. As you mentioned fall MAC days a couple of times, that's kicking off here mighty quick.
Yeah, it started yesterday.
Oh, it did? All right, yeah. So that's pretty quick.
Yeah, they're up and running. They'll go all the way to November 12th, you know. Monday to Wednesday, if you really want to check in your fish, the Blue Bay option is going to be the one to go check your fish. But then Friday through Sunday, basically it's Salish Point, Big Arm, Wayfair's and Summers Beach or Summers FAS will mm-hmm. have those spots for people to check in their fish.
Okay. And we're probably going to take a few thousand fish out. And I understand there's a couple of them swimming around that are worth some cash.
Oh, there's a lot of money to be had in fall Mac days. That's for sure.
All right. Fall Fest. Did we talk? We talked about that, didn't we, at Wayfarers?
Yeah. So Saturday, October 14th, it's going to be from 10 to 2. We're going to have food, a lot of activities for people. We're going to have guest presenters. We're going to have a different, a lot of organizations that are coming down, Glacier National Park, and some other folks, especially Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. We're going to be there trying to get people excited about the change of seasons and the things that are happening around the lake during the fall season.
All right. You guys are busy.
Yeah, you know, as soon as reservation goes, we get to start having a little bit more fun, too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, partake in some of the fun. Yeah. I did forget to ask you about Wild Horse Island.
Oh, yeah. So Wild Horse Island, this is that time of year where if you do have a boat or access to get out there, it's be one of the unique times is everything, as we talked about with fall. I mean, the rams are starting to get ready to start rutting. Mule deer will start doing it towards November, but it is a great time of year to go out there because you're going to start hearing what sounds like rocks cracking, but it is just bighorns just hitting heads.
Hitting at it, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh. What's the best way to put in there? Probably Seco Bay?
Yeah, that's the best landing spot this time of year. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for another deep one, is just a little bit to the east is Eagle Cove. It's another deep landing spot and a quick mm-hmm. walk right up to the Four Corners there.
All right. Derek Rothy, thanks so much, man.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.